Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Benetti. Welcome to Second Sight NYC. It's Wednesday, November 3rd at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm here with my co-host, psychic medium Chris George. Hi, Chris. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, Stephanie. How are you?
Absolutely fabulous.
Well, that's good to know.
So I'd like to mention our last show. We had our guest, Steve Papiotek, and he provided us with so much information. We had so much positive feedback
from him. That was information overload, I think. I mean, he just really blew my mind.
So we took a week off to recoup. We had so many investigations that we've been involved in, which we'll discuss this evening. And I'd just like to have a little shout-out to a friend of mine, April. Her dog passed away today, and Second Sight would like to send her some love in her direction. It's very dear to my heart, for that matter.
We send her some psychic love, psychic and paranormal love.
So we receive lots of emails, and we have so many callers, and we can't always get to the calls, but we'd like to you guys to contact us on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, under Sex Site Para, or under my name, Stephanie Benetti, or Chris George Shirilla. We appreciate all of our listeners, needless to say.
Yeah, and we're getting bigger and bigger and more listeners every single week, and Second Sight Para is growing. We started out with like 300 friends. We're up to 2,000 now.
That's
and
fantastic.
It's because of you guys all listening and I guess enjoying what we're doing, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
We have a fantastic agenda for this evening. We have some email readings as well as we'll take some calls. We visited a haunted house recently, which we'll get into a more depth conversation about.
Yeah, that's going to actually be a big part of the show.
Yes, it is. And we also had Bailey Seton Psychiatric Hospital investigation this week that we'll speak of.
Big success.
And we have a fantastic guest. Her name is Marilyn Martin. She's an expert in space clearing and feng shui.
Right.
So we'll bring her on later.
Fantastic lady.
So I think that we're going to read an email.
Okay. Well, we have an email. Deborah from Memphis wrote me and told me that she felt like she was stuck and she wanted to know what I could tell her. I mean, she really didn't give me too much information to work with. So, Deborah, this is what I came up with. It's time for a new outlook on what you're doing. Something contrary to what you're usually, contrary to your usual way of thinking. Your way hasn't worked for you at all. Try the opposite of what you normally do. Kind of like Stephanie, you were saying that.
It's like Seinfeld, George Costanza.
Right.
George Costanza. If you do the opposite, it works.
Right. And I think you should just try it for a week or so and see how that works for you. I feel that you'll be pleasantly surprised. So be patient and wait for the rewards to come. There will soon be a substantial shift in the direction in your life, a very positive shift. I firmly believe that. Be direct and straightforward in all your future dealings rather than dancing around issues, which is something I think you're pretty much used to doing. Get out of that rut. You know, go do the opposite of that, and you'll find that things start working out for you. There's a situation you're involved in where it'll work better if you remain in the background, and I believe it has to do with something with work. I feel that now is the time for you to eliminate as much negativity in your life as possible. I'm talking about in your body and in your relationship. In your relationship, if it doesn't feel right, it isn't. Eliminate the negativity from your life. And that's what I got to tell our friend from Memphis.
Hopefully Deborah will give us a call back or an email.
I'm sure she will.
So I'd like to discuss this week about the haunted house that we investigated.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
So the question always is, why is it happening to me? And I'd like your opinion on these
My
folks.
Opinion. Is that, you want my personal opinion or my
Well, I'm
going to
add my opinion as always, but that's fine.
No, not you. You with an opinion? Come on.
Watch
now.
It.
All right. This is my cue to bite my tongue. Anyway, why does this happen to people? Well, I mean, for a lot of reasons. If you have a lot of negativity in your life, you attract negativity. I'll talk about this particular house that we went to, okay, Steph? The people that live in this house, first of all, they're addicts. They abuse drugs, whether it be cocaine and or pills. They do both. And about, I would say about maybe 6 months ago, I actually did an exorcism in this house. And it was pretty intense, but you know what? It worked. It, you know, I've done 62 exorcisms, and of the 62, I would say 61 and a half have worked. The other one, well, that's a whole other story that we won't get into today. But in this guy's case, it worked. And everything was fine for I would say, about 6 months, right, Steph? We didn't get a phone call. They were saying how things are going great for them, blah, blah, blah. They started to get clean for a little while. They stopped doing the drugs and whatnot. And lo and behold, things just started getting better for them. Then they went on a little binge, and next thing you know, I'm getting a phone call. Chris, I have a problem. There's something here.
Well, might I add, they're frantic, they're chaotic, their lives are, they live in this layer, I'd say.
Right. They're pretty out of control people, and it's a shame because, you know what, underneath all that out of controlness, they're both, you know, pretty good people. But they're
not being judged by us. These are the facts.
Right. So what happened was myself and Stephanie went to their house the other night. I guess it was a Thursday night. And I went there, and immediately I felt that there was negativity. I mean, right off the bat. And that's one of my gifts. I could feel and I could channel. And I mean, the people who listen to the show know all about me. It's what I do. So, but I didn't get that feeling of evil. Not at all, right, Steph? I mean, I just said, yeah, there's some negative energy here, but it's not.
Although I didn't feel well in the house either.
Right, you started getting a little headache and whatnot. And they were telling us how when they're in the house, all they do is argue, which we witnessed firsthand. It got to the point where
I wanted to leave. Actually, I did. I walked outside and walked around a bit just to get out of the
right. And then when they would go outside, they wouldn't argue anymore. So now the funny thing is, we were in there and we were both really being affected by the energy in the place. But again, I didn't feel it was evil. I just felt it was bad. Then we'd go outside and it would be good again. Then what happened next kind of blew my mind because they have an infrared camera in their house, and we were in the bedroom looking at the screen, and we start seeing spirits
Let me take a step back. It's an infrared surveillance camera, and you're able to look at pictures, like shots, of each room in the house individually.
Right.
So we particularly had the shot of the living room,
that
we were watching, and we were able to watch orbs just fly back and forth, and we was able to dismiss so much to dust because they were such fantastic orbs that
right.
It was overwhelming. And what I did do was I took a video clip of that and put it on the website, www.secondsightnyc.webs.com, and you could actually see the video clip of their surveillance camera because it's so overwhelming. I mean, the orbs were doing figure eights, and they were shooting in from the doors and then from the portal that we discovered.
We'll talk about it a little bit more.
So that clip is pretty, it speaks for itself. You just watch it.
Right.
It's more than just a photo, which we also did. There's a cue on the photos tab that is, I think it says Staten Island Investigation 10/29/10.
Right.
And that is all the photos from that evening, which the photos are great, but the video clip is fantastic.
Before we go on, I just want to say, when you look at the photos, I pinpointed where the portal in the place was, and when Stephanie took a picture of where I said the portal was, there is an orb. It has to be, I would say, 4 feet by 4 feet, and it is a pinkish-red color. It is absolutely outstanding, and for those of you who are into this type of stuff, go to the website and check it out. You will be blown away by the picture. It is absolutely awesome. Anyway, so we're in the room watching the surveillance camera, and all of a sudden, for the first time, I didn't feel negative energy. I started feeling really bad, evil energy. So I tell Stephanie, I said, Steph, I'm getting a really bad feeling. And she's like, no, everything's okay.
I don't even know if I said that. You said it the first time.
Well,
you know, I don't worry, and that's one of my traits. I'm
right.
not a worrier. I'm also not someone who will
well,
overemphasize anything. No, no. So if you say you're worrying, I'll say, all right, well, relax. I think that I was so stunned by the video camera.
Yeah, you couldn't keep your eyes off.
I was mesmerized. I really was.
But as this was going on, I'm watching the camera with you, but I start getting this overwhelming feeling from my right that something bad was going to happen. And I said it four times. And the fourth time, out of the corner of my eye, I see something. I turn to the right, and from the other bedroom, I see a man who we later found out was Costa Rican, running. Now, you have to understand, when I see spirit, I don't always see them as apparitions. A lot of times, actually most of the time, I see them as full, like, real-looking people. And I see this man with a machete charging us. And for those of you who know me know that I am not a screamer. And I guess I kind of... I would say scream. It wasn't a scream. It was more like a, oh my God, type thing. And as this spirit was coming at Stephanie with this machete, I instinctively grabbed her, and I don't know how I knew to do this at the time because it happened so fast, but I just wanted to ground her. And as the spirit hit her, this crazy, crazy jolt went through my body, and I knew that if I didn't ground Stephanie, she would have gone flying. And the only place for her to go was about maybe 3 feet, and that was right where the window was. And who knows what would have happened. It was terrifying. And maybe, Steph, you could talk about what you felt when that happened.
Well, at the point at which you grabbed me and then you yelled, I felt, I would describe it as being electrocuted.
Right.
It was such an energy flow that ran through my body, and I'm not sure it's because the spirit ran through me, it's because of what you've done, but I just felt electrocuted, then I think I ran out of the room.
Well, no, you really screamed, and I said, no, Stephanie, come back here, and you were like, you were gone. You were talking about being ghosts,
well,
you were ghosts.
It gave some credit to what these folks were saying about what had happened.
Right, so
let me just add, we really attributed a portion to what they claim, to their drug habits.
Right,
and
paranoia
whatever.
And whatnot.
But being there, you did know something was negative in the house.
And then when
that happened, I think they were probably more scared than ever because we were the two people calm saying to them, you have to stop being frantic, you have to stop doing drugs, you have to stop being susceptible to negativity. We actually sat there and gave them all this fantastic advice, and then we screamed in their bedroom.
Well, like I said, I wouldn't call what I did a scream. You screamed.
Well,
call it
what you will.
I was being very manly and protecting you.
I'm going to ask them what they have there for you.
Let's keep them at it. Anyway, so this is bringing us to our subject for the night. We'll talk more about this in a minute, but I want everybody, we're going to talk about space clearing now, and we're going to bring on an expert. Her name is Marilyn Martin, and she would like you guys to get a piece of paper and pen, because she's going to give you some techniques, I guess, on how to do space clearing. Now, I've done work with Marilyn in the past. We both do space clearing very, very differently. I like my method. She likes her method. Together, when we combine them, it's absolutely fantastic. She is absolutely a great woman, one of my mentors, and we're going to bring her on now.
These guys, the things that have happened in the house are real, and we know that they are real, and they actually asked us for this advice as well. So this, in part, is for them, too. So I'm going to bring Marilyn on the line, and let's see what she has to say. Hi, Marilyn. You with us?
Hi, yes. I've been looking forward to this. This is quite a story you were telling.
Marilyn, I love having you on the show. I mean, you've been on my TV show before. We've done, you've been to all my events and whatnot, and to have you on our radio show now, mine and Stephanie's radio show, is really an honor and a privilege, and I want to thank you with all my heart for being here.
Likewise, I feel so much.
Thank you. I always have a great time, and you guys are just amazing. I mean, the work you're doing is just, nobody else I've met, and I've been in this field for a long, long time, does the level of work that you do, will confront the bad spirits and really send them flying the way you do, and I'm really, I tell everybody about you, really, really impressive. So it's my pleasure to be here.
Appreciate that. Okay. So now what do you think about this? Why do you think this is happening to these people?
What I got, and I have to really work at it, you know, sit down and ask questions and get answers and so on, and ask a whole bunch of questions before I get the answers. You just talk to your spirits and you find out. So what I got was way back before they had built this place, the mob had killed a man who had a restaurant or a cafe or some kind of business who wasn't going to cooperate with them. So they filled him with lead and they buried him under what is now the bathroom. And he was a pretty good, decent person, but he was really very upset to get killed.
Well, Marilyn, I want to interrupt you 1 second.
Sure.
Because you mentioned the bathroom. What you don't know, what I now know is...
Well, what we learned today.
What we learned today is the mm-hmm. girl who owns the house,
right.
A lot of times when she goes in to take a shower, next thing you know,
mm-hmm.
2 hours later, she was waking up from being passed out with cuts on her face in the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
And tonight, they called us frantic, and we will speak on this more, but he called us frantic mm-hmm. from being in the bathroom and...
Being attacked in the bathroom tonight.
We didn't even talk about this
with
him.
This is 2 hours ago. I got the phone call from them. He went there. He got slapped in the chest.
Oh, my God.
He got thrown into the bathroom, slapped in the chest, and when he tried to run away, he felt like he got absolutely choked out. And what you have to understand about this guy is, I know him now.
I think I met him once, and he's a pretty strong guy. I mean, he's a pretty tough guy. He can take care of himself.
Well, he's very tough. He did 11 years in jail. He's not like this wimpy guy. Nothing scares him. Well, you know what?
Right.
It scared the hell out of him.
Right.
And fans called me frantic like this. I was like, wow, this is something else.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know I interrupted you. I apologize,
Madeline.
Okay.
No, that's fine. So what I got is this guy who's buried under the bathroom is really, understandably, very upset. And because of his anger and frustration, it's called in a lot of other ghosts who are very unhappy and even some demons and really, really bad spirits. And
that
he's sorry about it. Yeah. He'd like it cleaned up. He haunted the guys who killed him for a long time and, you know, did what he could to them. And he really would like to go to the light. And some of the ghosts there, some of them would like to go to the light. A lot of them don't want to. You're going to really have to do a selling job. And the demons, I don't know how, you know, Archangel Michael.
It's interesting
Michael,
that you say demons because I don't usually feel the way I did in that home, and
it
made me feel really ill, and it was more than just a bad vibe,
mm-hmm.
it was certainly evil.
It affected Stephanie so much that as she was walking, she was like banging into the walls. I actually
it was like I was
had her up, but I had to hold her up at one point.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And now, you know, for me to tell you it's bad, Marilyn, it was bad.
Well, for me to do that or feel that way is certainly another...
Yeah, you're a strong woman.
I'm the least dramatic person I know.
Just so you know, Marilyn, we're actually going on Monday back to this house to do an exorcism of the home.
Good.
So
good.
I don't know if you want to be a part of that. You know, you could help me out with the space clearing. It's completely up to you. And, you know, I would love to have you there if you want to come.
I'll check my schedule. It sounds very likely that I can do it. Great. Super.
So techniques. Well, tell us some of your techniques.
Well, I guess if you were the homeowner and they came, if the homeowner came to you and said, Marilyn, what is it that I can do?
Uh-huh.
That's the question.
Okay. First off, I want to say that demons really do exist, and bad spirits and guys who are spirits out there just out there to do you in and to cause you problems, to wait till you have a weak moment and then get you. And one of the things someone said was the biggest coup the devil pulled off was convincing people he doesn't exist and that evil doesn't exist.
That's so true.
Yeah, and it
so
does.
True.
When I go about it, the first and most important thing is to protect yourself, to have a loving, protective white light coming down around you that nothing can penetrate. It can be like a golden shield that everything, or a mirror that everything negative bounces off. And you ask for that light from Mother, Father, God, the computer in the sky, you know, whatever deity you think is out there, but the highest form that you believe is out there. And then Christ consciousness, because I'm a Buddhist and all kinds of other things, but the Christ consciousness, which is very bigger than, much bigger than just our Christ that we talk about in the church, really is over the whole earth and protecting it. And Archangel Michael, he is the protector of the south and fire and spirit, and you get those in, and whatever other deities that you, you know, pray to, Muhammad or Buddha or any Hindu deities or whomever, invite them all in. Everybody, the saints, everybody you think is out there that are good guys, invite them in to help you. So the white light totally surrounding you, and either a mirror outside that things bounce off, or a golden light. And then I ask that the bad spirits go to the light, to Archangel Michael, and go up to a higher level and leave the earth plane. And that's tricky sometimes to get them to go, because you have to tell them whatever, you have to do a selling job sometimes, whatever they need
to
hear.
I've seen you sell the spirits before.
Right.
I have seen it. I cannot tell a lie. I didn't know what the hell you were doing, but it worked.
I mean, I think I mentioned on your television show, there was one guy who was saying, you know, you can see your wife up in heaven. And he said, forget it, I'm not going, I'm staying here. I
mean, very funny.
So then traditionally people burn smoke, any number of things, substances.
This is very important. Everybody who's listening, listen to this, because this is a real important part of space cleaning, which is about to say.
Mm-hmm. Sage is kind of the standard one that we use in this country, and you can get it at some shops that have crystals and books and all kinds of other New Age paraphernalia, or you can just go to a grocery store and get some sage, you know, kind of rinse it off, hang it up to dry, and it'll dry very nicely and smell great. That's kind of a mild space clearing thing. Sweet grass is also a very good thing to do. I always do a pinch of tobacco. I sometimes have aluminum foil and like a saucepan or all kinds of gadgets that I use. But a little bit of pipe tobacco smells really good, and it's a present for the American Indian spirit, who, because we're on their land, I mean, they were here for tens of thousands of years before we were. And cedar is often used. And there are many, many other things that, that people use.
There's a lot of stuff. You got dragon's blood. You have cobalt. There's so many different things that you can add to that mixture that, that will help. But there is one thing that that is better than everything. Would you like to talk on what that is? did I lead you quite into that?
I like that, yes.
Okay.
Dried orange peel. You get a regular orange, wash it off, peel it, slice it in 9 sections, the way the sections go, and eat the insides or throw it out. But do something with it immediately. Don't make orange juice and drink it 3 days later. And then have the orange peels on a windowsill, or sometimes I put them on a skewer, like a kebab thing that you'd have tomatoes and onions and so on, and I put them on that and hang them up near an open window to dry.
But it's also important to note that when you have these peels, to get a spoon or something and scrape out all the white from the peel, so you just have the orange peel itself.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. So after I don't know, a week or however long it takes them to dry, they smell really good. They smell like orange and a little bit like wood, and it's a wonderful smell. And people will think it's garbage, but it's not really. It's, you know, you're drying good stuff. And that is the most cleansing of all of the things that I've used. And I use a combination of a lot of the things you've used, you mentioned, and some other things. And it's a Chinese thing. They say that orange peel is the most yang substance, and yang is light and an upward energy, a sun kind of energy, and ghosts do not like being in yang environments. They like being in dark and dank and, you know, in downward going kinds of energy.
Is that why the demons don't like me too much, because I'm very yang?
Yes, you are very yang.
You are
definitely a guy's guy. And I tend to sometimes get off on the metaphysical, but if you think about it, smoke is actual physical particles, and they're going up to the heavens. So your intention and your wishes that you're making when you're doing, creating the smoke and sending it up, you're telling the deities, the house spirit, Archangel Michael, all that kind of thing. You're telling them that you want the place cleaned. And then the way to get smoke is to have fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And in all traditions that I've heard of, definitely Western mysticism and the Chinese and so on, fire, when they talk about elements of water and earth and air and that kind of stuff, fire is always spirit. So you have something, a little candle or something in there that's causing all of this to burn for the smoke, so on. So you're calling in all of these angels. When you light a candle, as I've got in my meditations, a spirit comes to it. So you need to do a little request that you have a good loving spirit come to the candle when you light it. And every time you light that candle, the same spirit will come. Even if you don't use it for 10 years, the same spirit will come. And you snuff it out. You don't blow it out, ever. You always snuff out a candle. So that's kind of the mechanics of why it works. And you know a lot about vortexes, but I've space-cleared places where people were alcoholics and very angry and wanting divorces and just torturing their children psychologically.
Well,
and
Marilyn,
places
let me,
like that.
Let me ask you a question, huh? Marilyn, because, I mean, I can answer this question myself, but I'm curious to hear what you have to say. Do you find that people that are addicts, whether it be alcohol or drugs or just very depressed, you know, stuff like that, do you find that they need the space clearing more than others?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
I would agree with that 100%.
Yeah. If there are places in your office or your home or that just feel kind of creepy or cold or you just don't like going there, one of the ways of testing for a vortex, which is like a whirlpool going down of psychic energy and chi going down into the earth, and if the energy is going clockwise in the northern hemisphere, it's bad energy, and you need to reverse that.
Okay.
The way to tell what the good energy is, when you have water in the bathtub or your sink, and if it's going down counterclockwise, then that's the good energy. The good way energy should go down for, you know, your half of the hemisphere.
You could also check with a pendulum, no?
Yes, that's an excellent way of doing that.
That's what I would do. I mean, I don't know, you know, if you agree with that 100%, but if I was checking for, you know, checking what you're talking about, I would absolutely use a pendulum and see how it works.
Mm-hmm. And you can use anything. I mean, it's nice to get a, you know, buy a pendulum and use it and... I have them all over the house. I've been using them for years. I go to a grocery store and I ask, should I get that cereal or that cereal? I mean, I'm just talking to them constantly. But my friends just
funny, Marilyn.
You can use a piece of baker's string and a couple paper clips or bobby pins or a nut, anything on any kind of a gold chain or so, that just one length. Don't, you know, open it up. Don't use the two because it doesn't swing quite as well. And just leave 5 or 6 inches, anything that has a weight on it, even an ink pen on a piece of string that has a little clip on it. And sometimes if I don't have a pendulum on me, I use my keys. I have a little string on the end of that. Even the drawstring on my jacket, I sometimes tie my keys to that, and I'll stand there and work with that one. So you stand where you think it's really bad energy, and you hold it probably in your right hand if you're right-handed, and about waist length, 3 feet off the floor or so, and your elbow out, and just hold it still, and it'll be just dead in the water for a while, and then, you know, within 10, 15 seconds, it'll start turning either clockwise or counterclockwise. And if it's going clockwise, opposite of what water is going down drains in your house, then you have a vortex of just sucking the good energy down and filled with negative energy. So then we start working on that to reverse the energy, which is putting white candles around in a circle and asking the energy to go the other way, and with the help of Archangel Michael and all of your other deities. So there is, after you've cleaned all the bad spirits and bad energy out, there is a prayer that works really well, a meditation that I'd like to tell everyone, especially if they have pieces of paper, because you've got to have paper for this thing. You can maybe remember the rest of this stuff, but you ain't going to remember this without a piece of paper. Can I get into that now?
We only have probably about like another 7 minutes or so.
Okay.
So, yeah,
I can do it.
Do it.
Okay, super. On a piece of printer paper or computer paper, you know, letter size kind of piece of paper if you can, do a clock on it like you did in grade school, but use the whole thing. I mean, like 12 all the way up at the top, for where 12 would clock would be in the center in the up at the top, and then 6 o'clock all the way down at the bottom, and 3 over at the middle right, and 9 at the middle left, and you can fill in the other numbers, you know, if you want. Then I would like to do a big tit-tat-toe form, or the number sign, over the whole thing, and to do it exactly to the left side of the 12, you draw a line vertically going down to the left side of the 6, and back up at the 12 on the right side, you draw a vertical line going down to the right side of the 6.
And then 9 and 3 both ways.
Yeah, you go horizontally on top of the 9, top of the 3, and then under the 9 and under the 3, in case there's some people someplace who don't do tit-tat-toe. So now you have 9 more or less equal squares in there, and they don't have to be equal. You know, you got the idea. So over at 9 o'clock, I want you to write a 1 and do a circle around it, and that is family. And actually, the front door of your is going to be down at 6 o'clock, but we'll get in. I'll explain that in a minute. Over at 9 o'clock in that square, you write a 1 and a circle around it, and you write family. And when you stand in that part of your house, your apartment, your office, your property, you think of family and the blessings that you want to come into your family, your ancestors, your parents, aunts, uncles, all the family. Then go up to the the far left, the top left corner where 10 o'clock would be, and write a 2 and do a circle around it and do a dollar sign. And that is for fortunate blessings, for wonderful things coming in.
You're going to do this throughout the house, correct? And
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the front door to the house is down at 6 o'clock or maybe 5 o'clock
okay.
or 7 o'clock. I'm sorry I didn't explain that better, but
okay.
I will.
I mean, we don't. The problem is we just don't have a lot of time, so I want to
okay,
I want
be
you
real
get
fast.
As much as you can in.
Okay. the center is right down 3 and put a circle around it, and it's health. You stand in the center of the property, the house, the apartment, and you ask for good health. You know, you want your grandmother to not have asthma and all that kind of good stuff. Then you go down to where 5 o'clock would be, or the bottom right-hand corner to that square, and you write a 4 with a circle around it, and that's helpful people. And you can't do anything in life without helpful people. I mean, even if you're a hermit and all you do is go out and get groceries and gas, you still have, somebody has to get the food there and the gas there. So we all need people to make our shoes and so on. So helpful people are very important. Then go up to the square where 3 o'clock would be, and that is children, write a 5 there with a circle around it. That is for your children and your creative projects going out into the world. So you do prayers and you say, gee, I want my kids to do well and I want my next, you know, project to do well. Then go to the lower left side where it would be about 7 o'clock and write a number 6 and a circle around the 6. And that's knowledge. It's book knowledge you get going to school, but it's also meditating and just psychic hits that you get. It's knowledge coming in. And then all the way up at the top, where 12 is, you write a 7 and you put a circle around that, and that's your reputation and your fame. And with all the bullying and the things going on the internet and what these poor kids have to go through, your reputation is very, very important. If people say, well, he can do the job just fine, but I can't stand him, and I think he cheats or he whatever, your reputation is dead, even if you don't. So reputation is very important, how people see you. And then you go down to 6 o'clock, and you do a number 8 and circle around it, and that is career, your path in life, your goals, what you want to achieve and accomplish. So all these people out of work, that's really important to not have your dirty clothes or that kind of stuff, but to do a meditation in that area. And the last one is up at 2 o'clock, the upper right-hand corner, do a circle around a 9 there. And that is relationship, your partner, having a good home life. It's brothers and sisters, but also mostly relationship with your significant other. And this pattern is how the whole universe is put together. It's a double helix, and it's how the sun hits different rocks or trees or so on, and it's how energy comes into the earth. It's how everything is put together. And that really does a lot to bring up the energy. And also I wanted to mention two books that are really good. Karen Kingston, in probably about 97 or 98, wrote the best book that I've heard of or seen, Sacred Space. And Denise Lynn, who's American Indian, has written a lot of books. She's out in California. Has written a book on space clearing. So that's Denise Lynn with Space Clearing and Karen Kingston, who's from England and spent a lot of time in ballet and wrote a book, Sacred Space, which is amazing. Thank you, Christopher.
Well, listen, you've been fantastic, and you gave us a lot of information. And I just want people to know that Madeline is also a fantastic numerologist, and she's going to be at the Vanderbilt Catering Hall tomorrow night with me doing a big psychic fair. So if anybody wants to see her and get their numbers read, She's the person for the job.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
You're so welcome. I really enjoyed it.
And make sure you stay on the line so you can listen to the rest of the show,
okay?
Okay?
I will do
that. Have a good night.
All right, thanks, Marilyn.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So you have an email from a person named Evelyn, correct?
Yeah, Evelyn. Could you just take that call right there? I just have a feeling.
Hello? You're on the line.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Gabriel.
Okay, Gabriel, well, what do you want to ask?
Okay, I was wondering if you see any like negative energy around me. When I talk to certain people, I get dizzy and stuff.
Really?
Okay, I'm going to give you a suggestion. You can contact us on Blog Talk Radio. Please send us an email and just explain to us what you're experiencing, and we'll get back to you at a later date. We're going to read an email now, and we appreciate your call. Thank you. So let's get back to Evelyn.
Yeah, Evelyn, I'm actually not going to read the email. I want to basically just tell her what I got. I'm not going to read the email that I'm going to send to her. Evelyn, you wanted to know about your niece. Your niece is 21 years old, and she passed away, like, suddenly, and nobody knows why, and you're looking for answers. What I get is that she was sleeping, and that there was an asthma attack happening, and by the time she woke up, it was already to the point where it was so bad that I'm feeling it wasn't the asthma that actually killed her. I feel like she had a heart attack. It got to the point where the asthma was so bad that it affected her heart to the point where she just had a massive heart attack. And when you get your report from the coroner, that's exactly what you're going to find out. I am so sure of this, and I hope I'm putting you guys at ease a little bit to let you know how this happened. I feel horrible telling you that, but you wanted to know if she suffered. I do think for a short period of time she suffered, but the heart attack was so massive that it you know, she didn't suffer all that much. In the beginning, maybe for a few seconds when she woke up, but like I said, the heart attack was so massive that she was gone before she knew what happened. So that's basically what I had to tell you on that. I'll get more in depth, you know, with the reading when I talk to you. So I just wanted to put that out there for you.
Thank you, Chris. So I'd like to discuss, last week we had an investigation. It was a pre-Halloween investigation at Bailey Seton Psychiatric Hospital in Staten Island. It was October 30th. It was an overnight investigation from 10 p.m. plus. We had quite a few folks with us.
Yeah, it was about 15 people there. It was really cool.
And we had our team with us. So let's talk about the team.
Okay, well, the team. The whole team wasn't there, but the ones that were there did a fantastic job. We actually took a new member, two new members on the team that night from the people who were there, because they did such a fine job. We figured, you know, let's reward them for doing such a good job. And we actually took two new members on the team, Kathy and Glitch, and very happy to have them on the team. So that's the first thing I want to say. The night was fantastic. It actually wound up being like ghost hunting 101. We didn't actually do the investigation all that much, as opposed to letting the people there do the investigation. We were teaching them different techniques.
They got fantastic photos.
Oh my God! You guys go to the website and
right.
www.secondsightnyc.webs.com,
and you'll see under the photos tab there's a bucket named Bailey Seton 3, which is our latest, and we get such fantastic photos that we don't need to put anything that's questionable. We just put the fantastic ones. I mean, personally, I took a few that had orbs on people's faces, and
one guy's whole face was whited out, basically.
So,
it was amazing.
Like I said, we don't put questionable stuff. You just see it.
Can I just tell them about that one picture when we were passing Spirit to the Light? Because that just blew me away. At one point, towards the end of the night, we were passing a Spirit to the Light, and that's one of the things that I do with the help of Leo DiStefano and the rest of the people that were there, Stephanie and Beatrice and Alex and everybody that was there. Everybody assisted in this. As I was looking up to my left where the light was, you actually see a yellow orb coming from the direction where Leo is across me, going like exactly where I was looking, and it was a yellow moving orb. Absolutely blew me away when I saw it. When the people that were at the investigation saw it, they just could not believe what they were seeing. They were like, "Oh my God!" If anybody thought that this was fake, that just proves that it can't be any more real. It was amazing. And Stephanie, you had like this dumbfounded look on your face because you couldn't believe what you were
saying.
Well,
I took the photo.
Well, you are photo extraordinaire.
Well,
photographer extraordinaire.
I took that photo, and knowing the circumstances and then knowing what I just shot.
You know what else was awesome that night is Beatrice, who is actually a student in my psychic development class and one of the main investigators on our paranormal team, Second Sight Paranormal. I felt like that was her night to finally take the next step in her growth and take what I've taught her and bring it to the next level. She actually helped pass 52 spirits to the light. And we have a picture with spirit coming. There had to be 30 or 40 orbs flying into her as she was passing spirit to the light. Another picture that just blew me away.
Right. And you can see them on the website.
Yeah,
they speak for
ridiculous.
Themselves if you know what you're looking for. I mean,
right.
So let's just describe Bailey Seaton. For the folks that haven't been there, that don't know where we went or what we did, it's basically a psychiatric hospital in Staten Island that is 80% vacant, or abandoned for that matter. And we had traveled in the underground tunnels and
secret
basements
rooms.
And little hideaway rooms and paint chipping off the walls and
very
all
dangerous
sorts of,
walking.
Right, there's all sorts of rubbish around the floors, and it wasn't like a pleasant, clean hospital that you're just walking through looking for evidence.
Oh, yeah.
It was like dark depths of.
Right, we were way underground, and like I said, there were like tunnels and secret rooms and whatnot, and I was taking people, just dropping them off in rooms and black rooms, and all they had was like a flashlight and telling them, okay, you stay here, and I'll be back to get you. I dropped people in so many rooms, I forgot where I left half of them.
Funny and not funny.
Yeah.
we took so many fantastic photos. We took so many fantastic EVPs. The audio files, for some reason, on Blog Talk Radio tonight, they're acting up, so I couldn't use that functionality to actually play the EVPs. However, one of which was Get Out,
right,
which was quite clear, and then we received a few, as we would call them, scream outs of just spirits.
Spirits screaming at us. It was pretty incredible.
And we did this, and how many folks were there?
I think that'd be about 15 at least.
15 folks or so that hadn't had experiences with us that were pretty stunned by
right
what they were hearing and seeing, for that matter. But I'd like to bring on the line someone who actually was there that night and who can speak a bit about what we did and techniques we used.
And what people experienced and whatnot.
Right, so I'm going to bring him on the line. His name is Alex, but I call him AKA Mark. Are you with us, Mark?
Yes, I'm here, guys. Listen to another great show.
Thank you.
For those of you who don't know, Mark is three-quarters alien. Anyway.
Nanu.
So I just basically described Bailey Seaton, what it is, what we did there, and you were around for people. You didn't know these people either, like we didn't, and I just want to hear your experience and what you have to say.
Well, I thought it was a great night, especially having all those 15 newcomers to ghost hunting and having them pretty much do an investigation themselves and not much assistance from the group. And the faces, the expressions of the evidence they were getting and what they experienced, you know, I enjoyed them enjoying the experience. It was amazing.
Away.
Yeah. What are some of the things you heard them saying? Because, you know, I was leaving everything, and you being, oh, by the way, I just want to congratulate Alex because I named him lead investigator of the team, and I just want to put that out there to everybody. Alex, who's speaking now, is newly the new lead investigator of the team.
And well deserved.
Well deserved.
Thank you. It's an honor.
It's an honor for us too. I you've come so far in a short time that you know you deserve it. But you were like in the back with a lot of the people. What were some of the things that you heard them saying?
Well, we were doing EMF readings. I don't know if anybody knows out there that's listening right now what EMF means. It's a device that measures energy, electronic magnetic fields. So if there's no electricity around, it should not go off. Well, we are in one of the back tunnels. You turned off all the lights, and you started asking spirit questions with the EMF detector. And you were getting hits left and right, and the people just amazed when you would say the spirit's name, and you would ask them to beep five times, and it would beep five times, and they were just blown away by the whole experience.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And I want to add that you were right, we were in a pitch black room, and it was like a real scary type room, and everything, there was the only light in the room was the EMF meter that was beeping, and that's all that anybody could see. And then at a few times, Stephanie would just snap pictures randomly, and I'll tell you, those pictures, we have one picture where one guy has half of his face completely whited out with an orb, and I think it was Glitch had another giant orb covering his whole head.
And let me mention that before I showed that guy his photo with the orb, I asked him, did you feel anything? He had said to me he felt a tingling sensation and like his face was itchy. And then I said, really? And then I showed him.
Yeah, he was blown away.
Yeah, matter of fact, I said, this is the picture I took as this was going on.
Right.
So.
And this is the same guy. He was a big guy. And he was no little, he was a big, strong, strapping kind of guy. And at one point I left him and his wife and one other person in a in a really scary type spot. And I guess there was a fluorescent light up against the wall. And they were in the middle of the room. And all of a sudden we heard screaming. That fluorescent light flew across the room and hit his wife, which, I mean, that's some crazy, crazy stuff. We heard them scream, and I ran there, and I said, what's the matter? And this big guy looked at me, he said, if I didn't have to be brave in front of my wife, he says, I would have screamed a lot louder than I did. And I was like, wow, I mean, that must have really scared the hell out of them. I kind of felt bad for leaving him there, but, you know.
Right, but he kind of likes it as well.
Yeah, I got over that real quick. Myself and Mork got a good laugh out of that afterwards.
I like that.
So, Alex, what else would you like to talk about that night? Like, what else could you add to what we've already said?
Well, what about the woman wailing in the basement or, I guess, the storeroom when we first started out and he started putting different people in different rooms? Everybody heard an audible woman, wailing or cry. And
yeah, that was pretty awesome, too. You know what? And to add to that, we left two girls, Vicky, and I don't remember the other girl's name. We left them in a hallway with steps going up, and they heard women up there screaming and crying. They were so scared that they actually, you know, left and tried to find somebody, and eventually one of the security guards found them, but they were actually petrified from that. It was a pretty cool night. You know, it's always fun when, you know, you're on a paranormal investigation, and you never know if you're going to find anything, you know. But when you do find something, and it's not just one person, but it's everybody getting something out of it, it's rewarding for us, and it's rewarding for them. I mean, I think we started a whole new group of ghost hunters that night. It was pretty cool.
Ghost Hunter 101.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing Ghost Hunters 102 next Friday at the Chrysler Mansion. You want to talk about that a little bit, Steph?
Well, I mean, actually, we've done a few investigations there.
The Chrysler Mansion is an infamous mob hangout. It has a long, haunted history. If you look it up, if you Google it, you'll be blown away by some of the things that you'll read. I've come up with over 27 chopped-up bodies that are buried there. I've channeled a bunch of them.
I'd like to mention that it's all on the website. We have all the documented. We have EVPs. We have photos of the Chrysler Mansion. I'm not really sure if there's any videos, but if you check our tabs, you'll see the mansion itself. We've done at least three investigations, and the next one will be the fourth.
And like I said, the next one is going to be more or less like a training class for new wannabe ghost hunters, people who are interested, who've never done it before. We're going to take them, and they're going to work hand-in-hand with my team. Alex will be there. You all get to meet
Alex. What's your take on the Chrysler Mansion?
That's my favorite place, actually. That's in the famous meat locker where Chris was thrown against the wall and poor Vicky was thrown out the meat locker, scraping her legs, her arm, and being held down by an unseen, force of spirit. So that's,
well, maybe you could talk about some other things that happened there, because you've been present for everything. I mean, you've gotten trampled. You were out
yes,
in the
I
chop shop when I channeled that one spirit in the outside. You've been present for everything. So, I mean, we only have like 5 minutes left, so maybe you could talk a little bit about some other things that have happened there to get these people excited to want to come, because it's going to be a great night. And like I said, they're going to get to work hand in hand with us. We're going to teach them how to ghost hunt, and it's going to be a great night. So maybe you could just throw a couple little things out there to get the people excited.
Well, they have those two sheds in the back where the mob would chop up the bodies. They would call it the chop shop, and we were in there, and you decided to channel a spirit. And me and Lily were like, uh-oh, this can't be good. And it wasn't, because as soon as you channeled the spirit, your hand went right through the wall of the shed and punched a hole right through it. I was like, uh-oh, can't be good.
Yeah, but we worked that out. And
yeah, we got
it.
You did your voodoo and you got rid of it.
Yeah, it was a good night. There's been so many good things that have happened there. A lot of exciting things, and I'm sure that on the 12th it's going to be no different. It's going to be another fantastic night.
Yeah, everybody here in this tonight, I highly recommend. If you guys never been ghost hunting, this is the place to go and the team to be with. Well, you know, night to never forget. Trust me.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Thanks for taking the time for coming and speaking with us tonight. And we look forward to our future endeavors in all ghost hunting. So
right.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk
and
to you
thank
soon.
Thank you, guys. Great show. Good night.
All right, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Always good to talk to him.
We have one last email I'd like to run with.
Yeah, this is Molly from Manhattan. She emails me, and she says, tell me something. I don't know what she really wanted me to tell her, but I meditated on it, and this is what I got. All right. Trust in what you feel more than what you see or hear. Seek to physically touch others and to be touched. This isn't pornographic, people, I promise you. Hugs go a long way. You've been feeling deprived of affection lately, and I think you need to be the one that initiates it with your partner. Try to set a romantic mood for an intimate evening with your partner. Spice it up a little. You're romantically in a rut because you've become robotic, predictable, and boring. Snap out of it, Molly. Get out of the black, white, and gray. Embrace the red, yellow, blue, and purple. Live your life in color. It will be so much more exciting. I promise you.
I actually like that. It's good advice.
Thank you.
For someone stuck in a rut, I can appreciate
I appreciate
it and relate to it. So I'd like to discuss our upcoming events.
Can I ask you one question?
Sure.
Are you living your life in color or black and white?
That's a good question. Wait, we'll take
you
care of this after the show.
Here we go.
So I'd like to mention the upcoming events we have. Tomorrow night is the Vanderbilt Psychic Fair. It's November 4th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And it's $55 a person, and there's 15 psychics going to be there. Coincidentally, Marilyn, who is our guest tonight,
she'll be doing numerology. Numerology,
as well as you and 13 others.
Right.
For the evening.
Dinner and psychic reading. It's going to be a really cool night.
And as we just mentioned, we have the Kreischer Mansion investigation November 12th from 10 p.m. to about 3 a.m. It's about $60 per person for ghost hunting 101, or if you're even experienced, to just come along and have.
Right. It's going to be a good night. I'm sure I'll be channeling some spirits, and my team will be helping you guys gather phenomenal evidence. It's going to be a great, great night.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so am I. I really am.
And tonight, after this show, Chris, you will be on Joyce Keller's show.
Yes, Joyce Keller is a famous, famous psychic. She's had a show for 23 years. I've been on her show 8 times. This is going to be my 9th time, and I'm looking forward to it.
Right, and you can actually reach that at www.am1240wg.com. BB.com, and you can, I guess, search for Joyce Keller and find that.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I know you had a message that you wanted to bring to these folks to end the show.
Yeah, I mean, the new thing we've been doing on the show is giving, like, a message of the day type of thing, and my message for the day is this. I believe everything happens for a reason. People change so you can learn to let go, and sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together. Life is too short to wake up with regrets, so love the people who treat you right. Forget about those who don't. Believe everything happens for a reason. If you get a second chance, grab it with both hands. If it changes your life, let it. Nobody said life would be easy. They just promised you it would be worth it. That is my message for the day. I hope that, you know, hit home for some people.
I'd just like to mention our next episode will be November 10th at 9 p.m. You could always follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Just search Second Sight NYC. You could check out our website, www.secondsightnyc.webs.com. It also includes our investigations, our photos, our videos, EVPs, and everything we've done, and everything basically we speak of, as well as Chris's services. They provide email readings.
Okay. Well, we're out here making the unbelievable believable, and may the spirits guide you.
Thank you, and good night, folks.